Byrne, come on in. Have a seat.
What's going on?
I just got a call from Nikolai High.
So? I don't go to that school anymore.
Well, they thought you might like to know that your boyfriend, Judd, is on his way home.
He's not my boyfriend.
Whatever. His name was entered into the Immigration Service hot list, and it appears they have a hit.
Still not sure where you're going with this.
Judd Thompson left Ben-Gurion Airport 3 hours ago nonstop for Chicago O'Hare. The good folks in the customs office have a little reception planned for him.
For what? What did he do?
It seems the global community believes he had something to do with that silly little newspaper at your school. Former school.
Okay, I guess the only question I have is, what has this got to do with me?
Well, we just wanted you to know that if the GC links Thompson to that newspaper, he may wind up in a detention center, just like you. Of course, this is a country club compared to where they'll send him. Oh, and if he ties you into the paper, you two could send each other jailhouse Christmas cards for a whole lot of Christmases.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 22, Senior Slide.
Next, you, kid. Let's go.
Sorry.
Passport?
Here you go.
How long have you been away?
4 days.
Do you have anything to declare?
No, I wasn't gone long enough to buy anything. What's the matter?
Take your passport and immigration papers and hand them to the gentleman at that counter.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome back to America.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, the customs guy told me I needed to see you.
Your passport and papers, please.
Here you go.
Uh-huh. Okay, please follow me.
John, what'd you find out?
The guy at the desk said the flight landed an hour ago. It shouldn't take this long to clear customs.
You think we missed him?
I don't see how.
But what if he got nabbed by the GC?
Nabbed for what? He ain't smuggling nothing.
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
Well, you don't have to be thinking the worst all the time.
I'm gonna call Mark. See if he missed the flight or something.
Oh, man! Come on, let me out of here! What's going on? Finally! Hey, what's the deal here, huh? I've been locked in this dump for 2 hours.
Mr. Thompson, my name is Stan Bargander. I'm with the global community.
Yeah, great. So what's the deal? You randomly grab a person coming back into the country, put them in a room, and watch them through a one-way mirror for a couple hours?
What makes you think that's a one-way mirror?
What am I doing here, Mr. Barkeeper?
Bargander. Mr. Thompson, your name came up in an investigation we've been pursuing.
Oh yeah, what'd I do, jaywalk?
How well do you know Greg Handelsman?
You mean Coach Handelsman? Not well at all.
Have you collaborated with him on anything?
Like what, run faster, more chin-ups?
How about printing and distributing subversive propaganda?
Handelsman? Are you kidding?
You're a religious type, aren't you?
Depends on how you define religious.
I define religious as undermining the global community.
Then you got the wrong dudes. Handelsman isn't the guy you want. And neither am I.
Mr. Thompson, if you provide all the conclusions, then I don't get a chance to do my job.
Good. Can I go now?
Actually, you and I are gonna take a little trip together.
Where?
Follow me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
What'd they say?
The airline said he made the flight in Israel. It was nonstop to Chicago, so he had to have arrived.
Unless they chucked him out over the ocean.
Dude, would you back off with that stuff?
I'm just saying.
Could he be hiding someplace at the airport?
Hiding from what?
Or who?
I don't know.
Well, I think I know who to call. Let me have the phone.
So, Stan, remember back there at the airport when I said I haven't done anything?
I've thought about nothing else our entire drive.
So why has that drive brought us to a police station?
If you didn't do anything, what's to worry about?
Innocent until proven guilty is pretty much a thing of the past, huh?
Second door on the right. They're waiting for us.
Who?
Some friends of yours.
Mr. Thompson, we meet again.
Principal Jenis, did they finally arrest you?
Ah, the rapier Thompson wit. Oh, how I'll miss it.
Judd, I'm Superintendent Pembroke. We're here to finally settle this matter.
What matter is that?
Principal Jenis believes you were behind the underground publication at Nicolai High.
Oh, I see. Because I believe in God, I must have been the one who printed the paper. It's kind of weak, ain't it?
That's why you're here now. I'm sure you recognize these.
Well, hey, hang on. Those are my computers. What'd you do, break into my house?
Actually, your friend Vicky broke in for us. We just had the police confiscate these.
Vicky?
Start up the computers, please.
What's the matter? Couldn't get by the passwords?
We can always do it ourselves if you prefer. Of course, your lack of cooperation will trigger the full seizure of this property. And if we seize it, we legally have access to anything on the machines. You see, a few of my colleagues are interested in poking around in there for email addresses. For some reason, they just get the biggest kick out of impersonating someone else via email, gaining their trust, and then learning all kinds of useful things.
All right, I'll do it.
I thought you might see it our way.
God, I don't even know what to pray for. I just got this feeling. Judd might not even be in trouble. I don't know. Just protect him, please. Don't let the bad guys get him.
Can't you boot these up any faster?
Hey, I didn't make these things.
Just start them up.
I'm waiting for the prompt, but you knew that.
So what are we looking at here? What are they doing?
They're not doing anything. Why aren't they doing anything, Mr. Thompson?
I don't know. Oh, hang on. Here it doesn't go.
System error? What does that mean?
It would appear that someone destroyed the hard drives on these computers.
Hey, they worked when I left the country.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
So what are we saying here?
We're saying that you have zero proof that he had anything to do with that newspaper.
You know he did it.
No, you may know he did it, but I don't. And so far, you haven't shown me any tangible evidence.
Someone obviously helped him.
Who?
I don't know.
Mr. Bargander, I apologize for wasting your time.
Uh-huh.
What about me? Can I go now, too?
Get out of here.
Can I take my computers with?
I'll have to get a release of evidence form. Wait in the hallway.
Aren't computers just the most frustrating thing?
Tom, what are you doing here?
I got a call from Ryan.
Well, they let me go.
I know.
They didn't have any proof to hold me.
I know.
You know.
Yeah. I had a look at your computers the other day. Nice setup you got. You know, one of these days, I'm gonna have to learn how to use those things.
What?
I'm serious. Every time I turn one on, I seem to crash the hard drive.
You crash the hard drive?
Shh, oh, hope you don't mind.
Tom, I had my all-time high score on Frogger on one of those machines.
You're kidding, right?
Let's get out of here.
Normally, we don't allow single men to adopt children, but there's been such a great need in the last 8 months.
Yes, I appreciate that, Miss Weems. I'm glad that I'm able to help.
I commend you for your attitude, Mr. Barnes. So close to the winter holidays, people forget about these girls sometimes. Mm. Just lost in the shuffle.
Yeah. Is she ready to go?
She's right outside.
I'd like to see her.
Janice, could you send Vicky Byrne in? She'll be right here. So, Vicky was one of your congregation?
Yes.
That's great.
Bruce, what are you doing here?
Well, Vicky, it seems someone is going to adopt you.
What?
I just wanted to make sure you didn't mind.
Oh, what? Is it someone from the church?
Actually, it is.
Who?
Well, I'm not sure you're going to like him. He's a bit of a disciplinarian, sort of stodgy.
Hey! No offense to the delightful Miss Weems here, but that sure is sounding like a step up. Who is it?
Me.
Are you kidding?
Me kidding? I never kid about anything. You know that.
I don't know what to say.
Then don't say anything. Grab your stuff and let's go.
You got it. I can't believe it. I haven't been in a car for 6 months.
I can't believe it's been that long.
It seemed longer to me. You know, they wouldn't even let me have any mail from Judd.
He was wondering why you never wrote back.
I did write him. He didn't get any letters from me.
Nope.
He's not mad at me, is he?
Why do you think that?
Why? I figured he would have come with you to get me.
Judd had other things to take care of today.
Well, how is he?
He's good. School's going well.
School?
Yeah. He decided at the beginning of the year he was going to be valedictorian of his class.
Oh, really? So, how's that going?
I'll let him tell you about it when you see him.
So, Bruce.
Yes?
Should I expect a big mess when we get inside your house?
What do you mean?
I mean, there hasn't been a woman living there for a long time, and there's no such thing as a clean bachelor pad.
Hey, come on now, that's not true. Besides, I do have someone clean for me. Of course, we'll fire her as soon as you get settled.
Oh, I get it. Now you figure I'll clean for you, so that's why you adopted me.
Don't sell yourself short, Vicky. You'll be cooking and doing laundry, too.
Great, I can't wait.
Hungry?
Are you kidding? I haven't had a decent meal in 6 months.
Let's grab something in the kitchen then, huh?
I'd settle for frozen fish sticks
Surprise!
Right now.
Surprise!
We so had you.
She looked like she was going to vapor lock.
Oh, Ryan, nice to know you haven't changed. Where's Phoenix?
Bruce didn't want dog hair all over his furniture.
True. Right. Ryan and Phoenix are not inseparable.
Oh, you guys, this is so cool. Also, where are Judd and John?
Oh, they had run an errand. They'll be back in a minute.
Sooner than that, actually.
Hey, don't I get a hug, too?
I might be able to spare one.
Hey, Vic.
Hey, Judd.
You got anything left for your sister?
Hiya! I can't believe you're here!
Believe it. Oh, and by the way, I'm moving in here with you tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey, everyone. The guest of honor here said she's hungry, so why don't we shuffle into the dining room?
You got
shuffle
it.
Shuffle on.
Definitely need that in there.
Whoa, I haven't seen a table like this since...
Dinner last night, I'm guessing.
Don't sweat it, Vic. This is the first time I've seen a table like this in, like, a year.
All this for me?
Yeah, well, that and it's Thanksgiving, too.
Right.
What?
Didn't know today was Thanksgiving?
No joke. Boy, 6 months without a calendar and stuff will sneak up on you.
Listen, everyone, go ahead and sit down if you would.
I'm sitting there, Ryan.
Well, lots of people don't celebrate Thanksgiving anymore. I thought it would be appropriate today.
Yeah, I hear that.
Well, somebody pray so we can dig in.
Amen.
Yeah, okay. Let me do that. Heavenly Father, we do thank you today for so many things. We thank you for the gift of your Son. But mostly, Lord, we thank you today for bringing Vicky back to us. We thank you that she has managed to stay true to you over the last 6 months, and that we're here together.
So you gotta tell me what's going on with the underground.
The underground has been streamlined significantly.
Meaning?
Right now it's primarily a website. We do printed issues on special occasions.
It's still cool, but it gets out to a lot more people.
You wouldn't believe all the emails we get.
Well, so can't they trace the website, though?
Not after Jen and I messed around with it a little.
Oh, why is that?
Well, we sent the address through a proxy server on a GC ISP. So whenever they try to trace it, they end up at Global Communities Entertainment webpage.
Oh, sounds just like how I do it. I'm so excited I finally get to go back to school with you guys.
Bet you never thought you'd say that.
Yeah, Ryan and me are there now too.
I can't believe I actually want to go back to Nikolai High.
Hey, John.
You're up late.
Just finished wrapping my gift for the exchange.
Oh, cool.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard a record player before. Now we know why we switched to CD.
Oh, come on, man. This is tradition. We used to listen to this record every Christmas Eve.
My dad usually worked late Christmas Eve. I'd be in bed when he and my mom pulled the gifts out. I kept trying to see what was going on, but they already had them wrapped. Weird thing is, though, I didn't know what Christmas was all about until this year.
Yeah, this is like my first Christmas, too.
We never went to church or nothing.
Yeah. And when I have kids, we...
What?
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
See that? Neither of us is gonna have to worry about being a lousy dad.
Whoa, that's a relief, because that was, like, keeping me up at night.
This will be a sign for you. You shall find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace amongst men with whom he is pleased."
And that's what Christmas is all about.
Okay. Well, now you can open your presents.
Hey, let's do it one at a time so everyone can see what they got.
Okay. Fine with me. Who's first?
Well, I always say ladies first.
Yeah, but you can go first anyway, Vicky.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I'm just kidding. Here's yours.
Ah, who's it from?
Your secret, wise man.
Dude, I remember going to this Christmas program once where they had Santa come out of the baptismal tank in, like, scuba gear.
What?
No, I'm serious. I remember because they gave all the kids these great big boxes of candy after the program.
Well, at New Hope, we keep the story of Christmas straight. We'll be having wise men come out of the baptismal tank in scuba gear. Vicky, what is it?
Too small to be that car you want.
A gold cross? Can't believe it, it's perfect.
Wow, that is cool.
Where on earth did you find a cross necklace?
Why are you asking me?
Oh.
Yeah, that was from me, actually.
Oh. Sorry, I just thought...
Yeah, I know.
Ryan, where are you going?
Sorry, Vic. I drew Lionel's name.
Better talk to Ryan. Ryan, hold on a second.
Don't worry about it. I'm not mad.
Yeah, you are, and you should be. I'm really sorry. I just didn't know you had enough money to buy something so nice.
I didn't steal it.
I'm not saying you did. Looks like it cost a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap. I made some money mowing lawns all summer.
I really do like it, a lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The guy at the store made me promise not to tell anyone he sold me something with a cross on it.
My lips are sealed. Friends again?
Yeah, sure.
Good. It's freezing out here.
Vicky, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, what's the deal with you and Judd?
Me and Judd?
You know...
Ah, yeah. Well, believe me, Ryan, there is no deal with me and Judd.
Really?
Really.
Simone, Chelsea, people are still taking their exams, please.
Miss Lekhousik?
Yes, Mr. Thompson.
This last exam question.
Refresh my memory.
It says, Enigma Babylon, One World Faith, encompasses all religions and is thus superior to all individual belief systems. Explain why you believe this.
And?
Well, ma'am, it's not really a question, let alone a fair one.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, the answer you're looking for is given in the question. And second, it assumes...
Sit down, Thompson.
But it's not fair.
I said sit down.
Listen, it may be your job to brainwash us in this religion class of yours, all right? But I ain't buying it.
Give me your test.
Right.
The final exam is 50% of the grade. Congratulations, Mr. Thompson, you just failed the class.
What? You can't do that!
Oh, if you'd like to take it up with Superintendent Pembroke, you're more than welcome to do so.
I aced that exam. You better believe I'm gonna talk to Pembroke.
Come in.
Hi, Mrs. Waltman.
Vicky. I didn't imagine I'd be talking to you anytime soon.
I know. I just wanted to tell you that I don't blame you for anything that happened last year.
We came down pretty hard on you.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you deserved it at the time, but... Lately, I've been thinking a lot about what you said to me. about my family being in heaven. Greg Handelsman told me the same thing.
Whoa, what a surprise there with the whole coach thing, huh? But he's right, you know?
I wasn't ready to hear it.
I kind of thought it would make you feel better.
Vicky, when you're angry, nothing makes you feel better. And that's what I was. Angry.
So, how about now?
Would you believe I've slipped into your church a couple times?
Seriously?
Yeah. I've talked to that Barnes fellow, even watched the video that the other pastor made.
Wow, that's great. So, what do you think?
You know, it's nice thinking I might be able to see my family again.
I've been watching the grade point averages very closely, Judd. Right now, you're a lock on the top honors.
But if Lukowsik fails me...
Obviously, that would change things considerably.
But it's not a fair question. It assumes I agree with the statement, and I don't. It's not really that much of a question. It's more like getting hit over the head with an ideological baseball bat.
All I can suggest is that you go back and apologize to Ms. Lukowsik. Throw yourself on her mercy.
Yeah, right.
You could just answer the question. Even if you get it wrong, it's still only one question.
That's my only option?
Or you could take it to the school board, but graduation would be over by the time they act on it.
Doesn't leave me with much of a choice then, does it?
Mr. Thompson, what are you doing here? You're not in this class anymore.
Mr. Pembroke kinda suggested I apologize. Throw myself on your mercy and stuff.
You've been a pain in my side since day one, and now you ask for mercy? That takes guts.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I mean, I'm very passionate about my beliefs, and I'd like people to consider what I believe. But I didn't exactly go about it in the right way, so I'm sorry.
It wouldn't be fair to give you extra time to finish the exam. You did walk out, after all.
How about if you just count the stuff I finished, okay? I'll take the wrong answer for the last question.
But that question is 50...
Please.
Fine. I'll turn in your grade this afternoon.
Yeah. Thanks.
I could have had an A if it weren't for you!
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Quit hitting me.
Lionel, what are you doing?
I could have had an A in freshman English if it weren't for him.
What'd he do?
Okay, I'm giving my speech, you know, oral presentation. And this guy's sitting in the back row jamming a candy bar up his nose.
Hey, I was hungry and confused.
So then what happened?
What happened? I started cracking up. That's what happened.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, he totally lost it.
Yeah, and I'm gonna totally lose it again if you don't get a clue about how serious this is.
Now, you must have thought it was funny if you started laughing.
I was nervous. Someone getting hit by a bus would have been funny.
Come on, dude. How was I supposed to get a bus in there?
Ryan, right. Freshman year is hard enough.
All right, I know. Look, I'm sorry. Here, you want a candy bar?
Get that thing out of here.
How'd the rest of your exams go?
Fine.
Straight B's for me, I'm guessing.
Well, looky here. It's Mr. Straight A's.
Nope.
What?
No.
Wow, what happened? Lukowsik had it out for me from the first day of class, man. Please do put old Judd in crosshairs and pull trigger.
Oh, so what happened?
Pembroke just showed me the results.
You gonna be valedictorian?
Nope.
Oh, man, that stinks.
I came in second.
You're kidding.
And as salutatorian, I still get to speak at graduation.
Just remember to ignore Ryan if you see him in the audience.
Hey, Judd, you want a candy bar?
There's a story here somewhere, I'm guessing?
Yeah, never mind. You still get to give a speech. That's awesome.
Right. That's right. And when I get up to that microphone, you better believe I'm going to be giving them both barrels.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out the Underground at leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.